Peter Bogart was at his desk until 5 that morning, and he was back at 9. The shelf just over the desk emptied of its row of reference books and tables as he referred to one after the other. The pages of calculations before him increased microscopically, and the crumpled sheets at his feet mounted into a hill of scribbled paper. At precisely noon, he stared at the final page, rubbed a bloodshot eye, yawned, and shrugged. This is getting worse each minute. Damn. He turned at the sound of the opening door and nodded at Lanning, who entered, cracking the knuckles of one gnarled hand with the other. The director took in the disorder of the room and his eyebrows furrowed together. New lead? He asked. No, came the defiant answer. What's wrong with the old one? Lanning did not trouble to answer, nor to do more than bestow a single cursory glance at the top sheet upon Bogart's desk. He spoke through the flare of a match as he lit a cigar. Has Calvin told you about the robot? It's a mathematical genius. Really remarkable. The other snorted loudly. So I've heard. But Calvin had better stick to robo-psychology. I've checked Herbie on math, and he can scarcely struggle through calculus. Calvin didn't find it so. She's crazy. And I don't find it so. The director's eyes narrowed dangerously. You. Bogart's voice hardened. What are you talking about? I've been putting Herbie through his paces all morning, and he can do tricks you never heard of. Is that so? You sound skeptical. Lanning flipped a sheet of paper out of his vest pocket and unfolded it. That's not my handwriting, is it? Bogart studied the large, angular notation covering the sheet. Herbie did this. Right. And if you'll notice, he's been working on your time integration of equation 22. It comes, Lanning tapped a yellow fingernail upon the last step, to the identical conclusion I did, and in a quarter the time. You had no right to neglect the Langer effect in positronic bombardment. I didn't neglect it. For heaven's sake, Lanning, get it through your head that it would cancel out. Oh, sure, you explained that. You used the Mitchell translation equation, didn't you? Well, it doesn't apply. Why not? Because you've been using hyper-imaginaries for one thing. What's that to do with? Mitchell's equation won't hold when... Are you crazy? If you'll reread Mitchell's original paper in the Transactions of the Far... I don't have to. I told you in the beginning that I didn't like his reasoning, and Herbie backs me in that. Well then, Bogart shouted, let that clockwork contraption solve the entire problem for you. Why bother with non-essentials? That's exactly the point. Herbie can't solve the problem. And if he can't, we can't. Alone. I'm submitting the entire question to the National Board. It's gotten beyond us. Bogart's chair went over backward as he jumped up a snarl, face crimson. You're doing nothing of the sort. Lanning flushed in his turn. Are you telling me what I can't do? Exactly, was the gridded response. I've got the problem beaten, and you're not to take it out of my hands, understand? Don't think I don't see through you, you desiccated fossil. You'd cut your own nose off before you'd let me get the credit for solving robotic telepathy. You're a damned idiot, Bogart, and in one second I'll have you suspended for insubordination. Lanning's lower lip trembled with passion. Which is one thing you won't do, Lanning. You haven't any secrets with a mind-reading robot around, so don't forget that I know all about your resignation. The ash on Lanning's cigar trembled and fell, and the cigar itself followed. What? What? Bogart chuckled nastily. And I'm the new director, be it understood. I'm very aware of that. Don't think I'm not. Damn your eyes, Lanning, I'm going to give the orders about here, or there will be the sweetest mess that you've ever been in. Lanning found his voice and let it out with a roar. You're suspended, do you hear? You're relieved of all duties. You're broken, do you understand? The smile on the other's face broadened. Now, what's the use of that? You're getting nowhere. I'm holding the trumps. I know you've resigned. Herbie told me, and he got it straight from you. Lanning forced himself to speak quietly. He looked an old, old man, with tired eyes peering from a face in which the red had disappeared, leaving the pasty yellow of age behind. I want to speak to Herbie. He can't have told you anything of the sort. You're playing a deep game, Bogart, but I'm calling your bluff. Come with me. Bogart shrugged. To see Herbie? Good. Damned good.